traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
That's for sure. You'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is
I don't know where my home.
And there we had Sia with Bird Set Free. And then after that, we had, oh, a nice one that I hadn't listened to for a while, Nelly Furtado with I Am Like a Bird. Continuing our theme of spring, which is what we've been talking about in the first hour of the show. Now we're in the second hour of the show and we've got a bit more national news to share with you.
Yes, some quick bits and pieces. So design, you might have heard the entire Barbican Centre estate needs £450 million for essential works.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Considering it's a brutalist building.
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought the price of concrete would be that much.
There's a lot of plants in their garden, yeah. Isn't it? And that's a lot.
A lot of the apartments there are owned, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They
so
are.
That must
but
be
there's
cost,
a
including like their service charge and all of this other stuff.
Yeah, they must all be lease owned though, not freehold. So it'll be the cost of the upkeep of the freehold, yeah. Isn't it? The Barbican estate is so much bigger than just the Barbican Centre as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's schools on that estate. There's the Guildhall School of Music and Drama. There's all sorts of things within that estate. So huge amount of work. Whether they'll find that this Corporation of London will find the money to be able to help them to do that. Mm. Who knows?
The BT Tower. That's going to turn into a fancy hotel.
Well, by none other than Heatherwick Studio, who, you may remember, designed the Olympic flame for 2012 Olympics. They also designed all the new London buses, so the ones that have nice curved glass outside
the route masters. I do enjoy those buses.
Yeah, so Heatherwick Studio are going to turn the BT Tower into a hotel, which I think, you know, if anybody can do it, they can, frankly.
I would like to know if they're going to turn it into a revolving hotel.
Yes,
because if you go to all of these kind of Soviet countries where they have a media tower like the BT Tower,
yes,
they all revolve.
Yes,
there's usually restaurants and hotels and things like that.
Well, I have been to the revolving tower. It's not a BT tower, the revolving tower in Munich with the revolving restaurant at the top. I still don't quite understand how all the cables work, how you get cables and wire and electricity into something that's revolving.
No, I don't know. I was the one in Azerbaijan in Baku actually, and that was a revolving restaurant, and that was all oil run, and had a real pong of oil while you're eating. But
nice.
You know, Baku is known for the oil trade, so
In the world of opera, we've been saying for a while since the Arts Council decided that English National Opera were out of the portfolio and gave them a year to work out where they were going to go. The English National Opera saga continues, and the singers and orchestral members were given redundancy notices, unfortunately, during the interval of a show. I mean, that's just...
It's ruthless, isn't it?
Oh, it is ruthless. And, you know, understandably, they reluctantly accepted the new proposals for staffing of the English National Opera, because they're moving to Manchester now. I think they settled on, didn't they? But, oh, gosh, been giving a redundancy notice in the interval of a show. What are they playing at?
Yeah.
That's awful.
And the second half of the show. Imagine how that went down.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh.
Over in Heritage, Historic England has announced £875,000 for 56 projects showcasing working class heritage.
Yes, I saw a few of those projects being talked about, actually. Yeah. There's some really interesting things.
Yeah, and it's something that's not really been pinpointed before, but obviously very important for the UK.
Yes.
And the V&A is looking for an official advisor on Taylor Swift.
Is that because they're going to be doing a Taylor Swift exhibition?
They are. So I read into this a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's every Taylor Swift fan's dream. Basically, they want somebody to know the ins and outs of pretty much every part of her life so that they can curate the exhibition well.
Can't they just ask her?
I mean, I guess they could. Consultation.
Couldn't they just make her the official advisor of the exhibition of her life?
I think it's a great way to get that information, though.
Well, I'm kind of like the fan things, because Taylor Swift's always done that thing where she sent presents and gifts and connections to her fans, hasn't she? She's responded almost personally to each fan request. So maybe some of those fans will come together as part of the show.
Yeah, I just love the idea that your researcher could actually just be the fan of the person,
the uber fan
you're putting the exhibition on for.
Over in Press and Books, The Guardian has reported a 39 million annual loss.
Eek. That was a surprise for me.
Gosh, because they have been plugging for the last couple of years, maybe 5 years, they've been plugging their
the online subscriptions.
Yeah, so gosh, that's worrying, isn't it? The Royal Society of Literature has referred itself to the Charity Commission following a revolt from members, including Salman Rushdie and Bernardine Evaristo. What on earth have they been up to?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
But again, interesting that they've referred themselves.
Yes, it's the best way sometimes is to resolve those issues, yeah, is by putting your hands up and saying we've got some problems
we
and
need
some help, some support.
Yeah, is on our back.
Absolutely. Oh gosh. And and finally in the national news, Richard Osman, do you know what, I don't get on with these books. So he's written multiple books around these kind of detectives, would-be detectives in a care at home. I can't remember what's the first one. I can't remember what the first one's called. Something.
But they're all very English.
They're all set in a sheltered accommodation, and it's all about
the elderly people kill.
Yes, and there's another one on the way. Mm. I keep trying to get into it, and I keep failing. And I think it's because I'm listening to it on audiobook, and I need to just pick up the book and read it. So I might well try and do that before he releases yet another one. Well done, Richard. Keep the career going. In the meantime, here's somebody who's had a very, very, very long career in music. It's Annie Lennox.
XFM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So, as well as the arts programme events, we have some other events to tell you about that are happening over the next few weeks. Don't forget that every Monday night, Phoenix FM hosts the Open Mic Night with our very own Kev Piggott. He's there from 8 o'clock till 10 p.m. at the Essex Arms on Morley Hill. And if you are lucky enough to sing and get your track recorded, you may find yourself on his Sunday session show every Sunday from 10 a.m. If your comedy is your bag, you can head over to the Billericay Town Football Club in Blunt's Wall Road for the comedy night, with performances from Mike McLean, James Ellis and Prakash Dhiraj, hosted by Mad Adlington. Showtime is 8 p.m. Tickets are £15 and you can go to Eventbrite and find that comedy night at Billericay Town Football Club. University of the Third Age in Hutton has an opening morning at the Bishop's Hill Adult Community on Tuesday the 5th of March. That's in Rayleigh Road in Brentwood. They are holding an open day for those no longer in full-time employment to make friends, use their brains and have some fun. There's over 40 interest groups, theatre trips and visits to places of interest. Come and find out what they do from 9:30 to 12:30 on Tuesday the 5th of March. And then finally, the last one on this list is there's an event going on the 16th of March. This is Fours Requiem and Rutter's Gloria at the Emmanuel Church on Laindon Road in Billericay. Billericay Choral Society are performing the ever popular and beautiful Four Requiem plus Gloria by John Rutter and other well-known works. Professional baritone Alistair Merry will be performing solos. Refreshments available at the interval. It starts at 7:30. Tickets £12 in advance and £15 on the door. And you can find out more at billericaychoral.co.uk.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Phoenix FM Brentwood or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
It's a beautiful
FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers, or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
Phoenix FM.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Out of my mind, out of my mind.
Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me.
Too many times, too many times.
My love, it makes me feel like nobody else, nobody else. But my love, it doesn't love me, so I tell myself.
Don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him.
Pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
No way to turn.
No, now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern.
I never loved.
He doesn't love me, so I tell myself. I tell myself, I do.
One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, kick him out again. Free. Don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him.
I'm sorry.
drunk and alone too. Don't let him in, you'll have to kick him out.
And that was Dua Lipa with New Rules, I guess. New Rules for Spring. And maybe that was a bit tenuous, that one.
No, I think that links to the creative retreats you could go on.
Yeah, I think so.
Definitely.
She's had 34 singles.
Really?
In her career. Yeah.
Wow.
She's released 34 singles.
Wow.
Amazing.
How old is she? She's not that old, is she?
Oh, should I just... Oh, I don't know.
I feel like that could be a single for every year that she's been on the planet.
Oh, yeah. Let me just see. How old is Sia? No, not is Sia, Dua Lipa. get that right. Hang on a second. We've got some events to tell you about as well. She was born in 1995.
No.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. She's so young.
Yes.
She's so young. She's not even 30 yet, is she?
No, she'll be 30 next year.
Wow.
More
so
singles.
If you're feeling old, there is another...
more singles than she has been alive for years.
Wow.
Anyway, so we're going to tell you about all the nice things that you can go to in Essex and slightly further afield over the next few weeks and months. But I just wanted to highlight that if you haven't ever been to Muddy Stilettos, that is muddystilettos.co.uk, you can find lots of things out on there. And there's a whole guide of things to do in Essex when it's raining. It's got museums like the Chelmsford Museum and the Saffron Walden Museum, the Tiptree Jam Museum, a must for any sweet tooth. It's got castles, Headingham Castle, Colchester Castle, Mount Fitchett Castle in Stansted. It's also got lots of nature and animals, though some of Colchester Zoo is indoors, not all of it. Hopefield Animal Sanctuary over in Brentwood. There are some things indoors there, but lots of that's outdoors. There's lots of adrenaline and play areas in Essex, so you can go to various different escape rooms across Maldon and Chelmsford. You could also go to the Riverside Leisure Centre for some ice skating in Chelmsford. You could also go to the Blue Owl Pottery Barn in Great Hawksley to do some pottery. Highlands Estate Artist Studio often have different events going on there, and some of those are in the stables block, and there's a very nice cafe. And there's also First Sight in Colchester, and they run lots of different events. Theatres and cinemas across the region. There's a beautiful Clacton Century Cinema, which dates back to 1936, the Curzon in Colchester, the Rio in Burnham on Crouch, and the Movie Star on Canvey Island. Loads of different places to get out and about, but not get rained on.
I do love the one at the end of this list, which is get wet anyway.
Oh yes,
go
get
to
wet
St.
anyway.
Ovis, to the St. Osef to the Curve Water Sports
yes
play area.
There's one of those just the other side of the A127 as well, that near Basildon. There's one of those outdoor water parks somewhere over there, if you want to just go and just jump in water and get even wetter.
Yeah, why not? It's raining anyway.
I mean, just, you know, bonkers. But anyway, whatever floats your boat. But closer to home, we've got
some events that are going on over the next couple of weeks. So this one we've mentioned before. It's Menopause Party with pub landlady Dolly Slateman. But I thought I would mention it again because she's coming on the show.
Debbie Baisden's coming on next week.
Yes. So you can find out more about that. But before she comes on the show, she does have a show in Colchester at the Headgate Theatre, which is on the 2nd of March. So that's next Saturday between 7:30 and 9:30 in Colchester. And you can book all of her events at www.menopauseparty.co.uk. And there's a couple other after she's been on the show if you want to wait to hear more about it, but
she's been on the Brentwood Theatre as well,
yeah,
hasn't she?
She was there on the 23rd of this month. Also
on Saturday, on Friday, yeah,
on Friday,
yeah. Oh, anyway, lots. We're really looking forward to seeing Debbie and finding out more about how that show's been developed.
Another one that is linked to the show, of course, is William Shakespeare's Henry V. So we had the ladies in last week talking about the death of a monarch, civil unrest, foreign disputes.
And comedy.
And comedy.
In Henry V.
So that is on the 21st of March. So just a reminder there to get your tickets. It is from 7:30 till 10 p.m. on the 21st. Tickets are £16 and you can book at brentwoodtheatre.co.uk. And then, obviously, another one that we quickly mentioned last week, which again, next week on the show, you'll be able to hear a little bit more about. On Brentwood High Street, the Brentwood Art Trail is set to return between the 1st and 30th of June. And you can apply to be part of this event now. You need to get your submission in before the 15th of March to apply.
Are you doing it?
I don't know, actually.
No.
So usually I would, but this year I just don't have any artwork that I have not shown.
Does it have to be stuff that hasn't been shown before?
I presume so.
Okay.
But I guess I probably wouldn't want to show the same stuff again. I might not have enough work to pull something together. So I'm still in two minds, but definitely push anyone wanting to display their art to be part of the art trail, because it is a really, really nice experience to be part of that.
If you haven't done it before, have a go, because it's a really, really nice collective of people. There's a really lovely network to
it
as well.
Community, there's lots of events. I've been told there's going to be some bigger things this year that you can get involved in as an artist as well, so that's all fab. And then finally, in Essex this month, that we have found out about is at Shenfield Library. The Friends of Shenfield Library are delighted to announce a free author event. So there is an author called Giles Drew who's giving a talk based on his book So Excellent a Work, which is very pleasant. So he'll be exploring how the Church of England shaped the state education system, moving from charity schools for the few to free education for all. So Giles Drew is a former head teacher of St Edward's C of E School in Romford, and this is a free event. So you don't have to book, but they advise that you do, because refreshments will also be provided, etc. So that's on Tuesday at 7:30 in the Gwendolyn Lewis Room at Shenfield Parish Hall.
Outside of Essex, did you know that there is an underground fairground in the heart of Camden?
I did not know this, no.
Neither did I. Babylon Park is an outer space themed amusement park with online games through their app, and families can get involved either in person or at home. You can kind of download their app and play stuff at home, or you can go to the theme park. If you go in person, it's free to get in, but you'll be charged per activity, so anything from £1 to £6. It's open 7 days a week from 12 till 8 during the week, or 10 till 10 on the weekend. It's over three layers in Castlehaven Road in Camden Town, so get the tube, because there's really no parking in that area and you shouldn't be driving into London anyway, unless you have to like me. Inside there is a roller coaster, there's a drop tower, there are bumper cars, there's an alien ride, and loads more. So if you are stuck with what to do in Easter, maybe that's one for a day out with the kids.
Ooh, and then they also have that tremendous chocolate shop.
They do.
Camden Market as well.
They do, yes. So go there and then go and have a mooch around Camden Market.
Chocolate or the cheese conveyor belt restaurant.
Yeah, is that in Camden as
well? That's also in Camden. Oh. Yeah, so many good places to eat.
Loads of good places to eat. But let's get back to some music, and they might be giants.
Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. at me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, blue bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. You can hear in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a bond on it. Say I may only be in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a bond on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul.
We had to have that one. They Might Be Giants with A Birdhouse in Your Soul.
We were both singing along to that one.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice to remember
I'm
these.
I'm still nodding anyway.
Still bopping along. But let's talk about the BAFTAs instead.
Yes, because the Oscars are coming up, and often the Oscars emulate the BAFTAs in terms of the winners. So just to highlight the BAFTAs that were the big winners, and then we can have a look at who's been nominated for the Oscars this year. So Oppenheimer, obviously, were winners of the most BAFTAs. So they won seven, including lead actor, best film, best director, original score, screenplay.
I mean, they've just wiped the board, haven't they?
They have, yeah. And I think in terms of the Oscars, we're probably expecting something similar.
Right? Yeah.
Poor Things also did very well at the BAFTAs. So Poor Things took home Best Actress, Costume Design, Hair and Makeup, Production Design and Special Visual Effects. I thought this was really interesting, actually, because when you look at how the awards are divided up, actually Poor Things was very much about the visual and how that had been constructed.
And at the time, I don't remember Poor Things getting as much hype as Oppenheimer and Barbie did in terms of, like, you know, being. I mean, obviously Emma Stone got quite a bit of hype for her portrayal of the character. Mm. And I remember reading something trying to get my head around what this film was actually going to be about. It's a very kind of peculiar film, but it didn't really get the hype, did it, when it was released?
Yeah. And The one that I thought didn't get any hype around winning BAFTAs as well, who won three awards, was The Zone of Interest. And now this is something you can still see in selected cinemas. So you can still see it at the Chelmsford Everyman Cinema. I haven't found another one closer to us that you can go see it at. But this is a historical drama about...
I don't even know what this one is.
So if you listen to the show with Peter Blunden, where he talks about his 2023 favourite shows, favourite films, this is the one that he didn't nominate because it wasn't released until 2024, even though it was made in 2023 or something along those lines. So it's been entered into the BAFTAs, it's been entered into the Oscars, but actually it hasn't started showing at cinemas until 2024. It's not had its UK cinema release until now. But he said if it hadn't been for that fact, that would have been his best film for 2024.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and it's not a nice film. It's about Auschwitz, a concentration camp, and it's about a family that moves in next door that have a seemingly nice life. And it's based on true facts. It's loosely based on the 2014 novel by Martin Amis, and it's a co-production between the UK and Poland. It basically follows a wife and husband as they strive to build a dream life for their family in a new home right next to Auschwitz.
It's been described as unsettling.
Yeah,
in many of the critics and audiences, it's a disturbing look at how easily evil can be normalised, and its slow pace will challenge some viewers.
Yeah. And interesting as well that it won Best Sound at the BAFTAs as well, because sound obviously has a big impact in that airiness in a film, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we are predicting that in the Oscars coming up on the 10th of March, the big nominees across Best Picture, we're expecting Oppenheimer to come in there, and Best best actor in a leading role. Looks like Cillian Murphy might snap all that one again.
Yeah, although Bradley Cooper is in there.
Yes, Bradley
Still
Cooper is in there. Holding on strong for Maestro.
Might win something.
Best actor in supporting role. It could go to Ryan Gosling for Barbie, yeah. Or it could go to Mark Ruffalo or Robert Downey Jr., because he got one for Oppenheimer, didn't he?
Yeah.
Best actress in the leading role could end up being Emma Stone from Poor Things, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Best actress in a supporting role, you hopefully, oh my, cheering America on America Ferrera. Ferrara for that one, yeah. Best directing, oh, I mean, Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan's in there. Barbie's not even in there. I mean, that's just unheard of. Anyway, there's lots of...
Martin Scorsese, he's...
He didn't get a look in... Very much, did he this year?
No, he's not. But I think on the American scene,
yes.
I think he will be a big competitor there.
Yeah. Best original score, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Killers of the Flower Moon, Indiana Jones. Why is that one in there? And American
Indiana
Fiction.
Jones songs, don't they?
Yeah. Best original song, we've got I'm Just Ken and What Was I Made For from the Barbie film. Two for Barbie. Maybe it'll get one of those. Production design is Barbie as well. And
Barbie has been nominated for a lot of awards. So it would surprise me if Barbie didn't win
something. Let's hope they get something. But in the meantime, let's finish off our spring time playlist with the Smashing Pumpkins.
Posy feels she drifts alone. The sleep of Alice and gramophones. She wound me up so I ramble on to meet her savior, wick and tongue. Yes, I've been noticed, I've been shocked, and how I know lay sinners at your heart. Ooh, ooh, it's springtime out there where we part. Springtime out there, that's where we part. It's another warm day with stars that swirl as bright leaves. And like another warm day where we began, as we'll end.
FM. Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100k in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Thank you.
That was Strawberry Switchblade with Trees and Flowers. I'm so delighted that I found that.
Claire's just gone back to her youth.
I have. They were around for about two seconds in the 1980s. A female duo, actually, there's four of them originally, but ended up being a duo. And they were seminal on the female punk scene in the 80s. So that was Strawberry Switchblade with Trees and Flowers. You can't say that we don't play a variety of songs on this show. No. But that is all that we've got time for.
Yes, but next week we'll be welcoming both Feline from Brentwood Art Trail and also Menopause Party creator Debbie Baisdy, who will be coming to tell us how the tour is going and about her next shows. Until then, we'll leave you with Nigel, our in-house soul and funk DJ, who can guarantee to get you moving on a Sunday night.
First, we're going to leave you with a couple more tracks about spring. We've got Saint Etienne with Spring and The Flaming Lips with Can't Stop the Spring.
All about the spring.
All about the spring. That's all for now. I've been Claire.
And I've been Natalie, and this has been the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.